This next presentation will be presented by myself, R. Daugherty, and we're going to spend just a little bit of time talking about weed control programs and cotton with Enlist Duo herbicide. Introduction. We first conformed glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in Arkansas in 2006. Obviously, that's still a major concern. We've heard both of our two previous presenters speak of that. And controlling this pest is still difficult and very costly. Using herbicide systems containing multiple modes of action and application and multiple application timings are essential in controlling the glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. Being a C4 plant, Palmer amaranth can grow 2 to 3 inches a day in good conditions, so application timeliness is key to complete control. A little bit of background. McCray et al. In 2007 concluded that one glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth over 23-foot a row reduced cotton yield by 7%. Smith et al. In 2000 concluded that one glyphosate-resistant Palmer plant every 10-foot a row reduced your mechanical harvest efficiency by 2.4. Craig Mile in 2013 concluded that glufosinate plus 2,4-D combinations provided increased control of dayflower and water hemp while providing grass control similar to that of glufosinate alone. Merchant in 2014 concluded sequential applications of 2,4-D plus glufosinate provided similar glyphosate-resistant Palmer control to that of 2,4-D plus glyphosate. So our objective in this study was to evaluate Enlist Duo and Enlist Duo systems for crop response and weed control in Arkansas cotton. Moving into our methods and materials, this was one trial conducted at one location in 2013 and 2014. It was conducted at Roar, Arkansas in an A-bear silt loam soil. It was a randomized complete block design. With four replications, our plot size was 12.67 by 28 feet. All of our applications were made by tractor mounted compressed air sprayer at 12 gallons per acre, and our means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD. Our application timings, there were three timings in this study: a pre-emergence timing, a 2 to 4 inch weed or early post timing, and then 14 to 21 days after that 2 to 4 inch weed, we had a sequential app. Our herbicides used in this study, in this table you'll notice abbreviations on the right. Those abbreviations will be used when we get to our data slides in a moment. Our herbicides, 2,4-D choline salt applied at 0.95 pounds, Cotteran at 1 pound, Dual 0.95 pounds, Enlist Duo at 1.96, Liberty at 0.53, Roundup Weathermax at 1, and Warrant at 1.125. This photo is just a good photo to kind of move us into our results and discussion and just show you a little bit of the Palmer pressure. There's grass mixed in with that also, but predominantly Palmer. So results and discussion. A couple of points I want to make before we move into the data slides that hopefully I can avert any confusion that you may have. Our rainfall for June, July, and August in 2013 and 2014, 2013, we received 2.16 inches for those 3 months. In 2014, 12.71. And when we get to these data slides, it'll be obvious when you see our weed control. Part of the issue in 14 with that rainfall was that our weed size was not uniform when we went to make that 2 to 4 inch weed application. Cotton injury. We did not see any cotton injury in 2013 or 2014 that was significant. So moving into our first data slide, 7 days after that 2 to 4 inch weed application in 2013, x-axis, we have our treatments, y-axis, percent control from 0 to 100. Our weed species are Palmer amaranth in the black bar, and the light gray bar be southwestern cupgrass. And the only thing that really stands out here that's significant is our Cotteran alone pre. which we would all expect that. I just put that in there because that was part of the test, and that's part of what we evaluated against. Our Palmer control with Roundup and Liberty alone following that Cotter and Pre is 75 to 78% 7 days after P. A little photograph to show you this. Cotter and followed by Enlist Duo plus Liberty, followed by Enlist Duo plus Liberty. You know, this is one of the systems that we would like probably to see, talking multiple timings and multiple modes of action, but that's a clean plot. Weed control 2013, 7 days after that final application. Once again, treatment on the x-axis, percent control on the y. Have our same two weed species, our Palmer amaranth and southwestern cupgrass. And that extra application and giving it 7 days to work, we picked up those couple of Palmer plants that we were missing in those treatments of the Roundup alone and the Liberty following the Cotteran. So really good control overall in 2013. Let's just show you some of those Palmer amaranth coming up later in the season in our Cotteran only plot. 2014 weed control. Like I stated earlier, it looks a little different. 9 days after B, we see that really the only thing that's controlling our Palmer amaranth and our grass species changed in 2014 also. Take note of that. It's barnyard grass instead of southwestern cupgrass. But 92 and 94%, that's Cotteran followed by Liberty, plus our 240 choline and dual. You'll see a couple of these kind of may stand out to you. The Cotteran followed by Enlist in about three places there. That was our early system. We'd be followed by something else later. And really not sure why this one stands out other than, like I mentioned earlier, we know that some of our weeds were not uniform size when we sprayed. So those larger weeds gave us issues in some of those treatments. Cotteran followed by our Liberty plus 2,4-D choline and dual followed by Enlist. You can see some of those Palmers still sick, but you know, overall it's fair control, but we've got a really high population of Palmer and grass in this field that we're working in. So 12 days after seed 2014, once again, just like in 2013, we picked up our control overall, but still that Cotteran followed by the Liberty plus 2,4-D and dual followed by Enlist kind of standing out. The Cotteran followed by Liberty plus 2,4-D followed by Enlist is also heading us up there, 91-93%. Cotteran followed by that Liberty and 2,4-D and Enlist. You can see that Liberty working in those plots. Any of the Palmer that was obviously large and too big is already starting to regrow. That's just what we face with those actives. And there's your Cotteran towards the end of the summer. Looked a whole lot like our untreated chick. So moving into conclusions, cotton injury was not present in 2013 or 2014. In 2013, 7 days after B, Cotteran followed by Roundup, Cotteran followed by Liberty provided 75 and 76% control of Palmer amaranth. And Cotteran alone only provided 25% control of Palmer. All those other treatments in 2013 provided 99% control. 7 days after B, 2013, Cotteran followed by Liberty, and Cotteran alone provided 89 and 33% control of southwestern cupgrass, while all of our other treatments provided 97 or higher control. 7 days after C in 2013, all of our treatments provided 95% or greater control of Palmer and 91 or greater control of southwestern cupgrass, except for that Cotteran alone. 9 days after B in 2014, our Cotteran followed by our Enlist Duo and Cotteran followed by Liberty plus the 240 choline and dual magnum provided 83 and 92% control Palmer amaranth, respectively, while providing 94% control of barnyard grass. All of our other treatments provided less than 78 of both weed species. 12 days after C in 2014, Cotteran followed by our Liberty plus 2,4-D choline, plus our dual magnum followed by Enlist Duo, and our Cotteran followed by Liberty plus 2,4-D choline followed by Enlist provided 95-91% control of Palmer and Ranth respectively. That same time in Cotteran followed by Liberty plus 2,4-D choline plus our dual magnum followed by Enlist Duo and Cotteran followed by Enlist Duo followed by Enlist Duo both provided 98% control of our barnyard grass. So in 2014, overall the addition of residual herbicides at the 2 to 4 inch weed timing improved overall weed control. In both 2013 and 2014, systems that contain multiple modes of action at that early post timing provided better weed control. And just to leave you with a couple of thoughts, these 2 years have stark differences between the rainfall and the weed control, but our thoughts on using an Enlist Duo is be a whole lot like it's been in the past. You'd be looking at a program. We'd always start with a good pre. Obviously, your weed size is still going to be very important, although we're adding the 2,4-D component. And we're going to use a mid-season residual. If you noticed in the slides, you know, anywhere there was a mid-season residual, you got a little better control. And you're probably still going to need a lay-by application to get you to harvest. And with that, I'll entertain any questions. All right, thank you.